It is the number Neil Atkinson with Jake Nolan, with Rob Gutman and with Sean O'Donnell. We're going to do number two. I can't be bothered talking about goalkeepers without people who like to talk about goalkeepers. You know, I'm still not of the view of the real footballers. So, you know, we'll go from there.
Two can be as bad as one.
Two can be as bad as one. And number two is actually quite an interesting little number of Liverpool history. Everyone's of slightly different ages, but I think we can all remember the vast majority of them. The two of us in the room will have the best memory, and the best memory by a distance will be Rob on Rob Jones. He was Liverpool's first Premier League number two. Rob, he was such a cultured footballer from minute one. I think that's the main Rob Jones thing. I don't want to get into the fact that he didn't score and all of that nonsense. He made playing right back look really, really easy.
Yeah, in a certain sense, he's my favourite Liverpool right back of all time.
Of all time.
I mean, in that I don't think of Trent as a right back because he's more like this sort of super being footballer without portfolio. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whereas Rob Jones, he played left back as well for quite a number of games.
Wing back and yeah.
But from the get go, he was incredible. I think we bought him in that phase where you didn't have transfer windows. I think Souness bought him in October or something like that.
Yeah,
and we go, oh, you know, it was one of those non stories. Like if you heard we've bought a Wolves youngster or Trey Naomi, you go yeah. And he's 18 or 19, I think. Rob Jones, you're still going yeah from Crewe Alexandra. And then he's in the team for against Man U at the weekend at Old Trafford. I think, I don't know if that's a false memory, but something like that. And he's more than good. And everyone's going, well, you assume that's a bit of a fluke, a young player just having a bit of impetus. But he went on just to have this short but phenomenal Liverpool career.
I mean, the mad thing is, Rob, just to clarify what you're saying there for listeners who might, you know, as I say, may not have even been following Liverpool, they might not even have been alive. He signs, it's £300,000, it's Crewe Alexandra. He signs on the 4th, he plays on the 6th of October for Liverpool against Manchester United. That's the October of 91. In the February of 92, he makes his England debut against France.
That is
like, how good must he have been? That is the journey that he goes on. He absolutely, you know.
I think we've been a forward, like a Michael Owen. I think, you know, European football had been sort of pulled up by its bootstraps and what's going on at Liverpool. But because he's a right back, and it's the most unfashionable position on the pitch in some respects, isn't it? Second only to left back. You know,
fuck it.
Those guys. but he was quickly a phenomenon. And as much as we, you know, we do, joking aside, we talk about Trent's qualities, it always ends up being caveated with, okay, he may not be the best defender in the world, but oh my God, look at the rest of it. Rob Jones, he was the best defender in the world, but oh my God, look at the rest of it.